saw the temple trembling. Yes. And the doorpost moving. Yes. He saw the temple beclouded by smoke. Yes. And all of these were interesting sights. Yes. But none of them were as important as seeing God. Yes. Pray with me if you please. For you see, to see God is a transforming experience. Yes. Is a transforming experience. Yes. To see God is not only a transforming, but it's a redeeming experience. Yes. But you see, no man or no woman can see God and remain the same. You can't do it. And what is seeing God anyway? To see God is to embrace and practice justice. To see God is to embrace and practice mercy and humility. To see God is to know and believe in truth. To see God is to practice love. To make love a part of your life. And make your life an instrument of dispensing that loveliness to those with whom you come in contact. That's seeing God. That's seeing God. To see God is to see the dignity of human personality and to recognize all men as being your brothers. Because God is the Father of all men. That's seeing God. I don't care how often you go to church. I don't care what position you hold in the church. I don't care how long you've been a member of it. If you do not embrace and practice love, if you do not embrace and practice mercy, if you are not humble in heart, if you do not recognize the dignity of human personality, if you do not practice justice, you have not seen God. For you see, there are a lot of folk going around here with their names on church rolls and bearing the labels of Christians that haven't seen God. I see people here. I see people elsewhere. I see mean, evil, low-down people in the church. I see people who are murderers on the deacon board. I see people who go out and spread hate, class against class and race against race, and yet call themselves Christians, followers of the Prince of Peace. Such people have not seen God. You cannot be mean and evil and low down and narrow-minded and look at God at the same time. You can't do it. For to see God is a transforming experience. It's a transforming experience. So Isaiah remembered when he saw God.